Good morning, Sri Sri Radha Kalachandri Dham. Good morning to all the assembled devotees, seen and unseen. It continues to be a wonderful mercy to get an opportunity to come and to study with you all and to be here in front of the most gorgeous, wonderful deities in the United States. But I'm sure I'm going to get some flack from other temples, but I'm just saying I'm here and they're there and they're fantastic. We are going to be reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 11, Chapter 16, Text 10. But before we do that, we always like to get the potency of our the Acharyas, Lord Krishna. And we sing Radha Madhava. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. 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 Jaya Gopi Jana Vallabha Kirivanandari. 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 Yamuna Tira Vanachari. Natira Vanachari. Yamuna Tira Vanachari. Natira Vanachari. Yashoda Nandana Braja Chararanjanan. Yashoda Nandana Braja Chararanjanan. Yashoda Nandana Braja Chararanjanan. Yashoda Nandana Braja Chararanjanan. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. 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 Jaya Gopi Jana Vallabha Kirivanandari. 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 Yamuna Tira Vanachari. Yamuna Tira Vanachari. Yamuna Tira Vanachari. Yamuna Tira Vanachar. Yashoda Nandana Braja Chararanjanan. Yashoda Nandana Braja Chararanjanan. Yashoda Nandana Braja Chararanjanan. Yashoda Nandana Braja Chararanjanan. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Jai Radha Kala Chandi Radha Kala Chandi Radhe 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 Jai Jaya Jagannath 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 Jaya Jaya Jagannath Jaya Jaya Jagannath 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 Jaya Jaya Jagannath Jaya Jaya Baladev 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 Jaya Jaya Baladev Jaya Jaya Baladev 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 Jaya Jaya Baladev Jaya Jaya Subhadra 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 Jaya Jaya Subhadra Jaya Jaya Subhadra 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 Jaya Jaya Subhadra Jaya Jaya Gornitai 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 Jaya Jaya Gornitai Jaya Jaya Gornitai 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 Jaya Jaya Gornitai Nitai Goro Haribol 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 Nitai Goro Haribol Nitai Goro Haribol 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 Nitai Goro Haribol Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Gaura Paramananda Jai Hari Hari Bol. Let's see, chapter 16 is a continuance of the conversation between Uddhava and Lord Krishna, and it's similar, of course, to another conversation, but before we get into that, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Ganyana Tamarandasya Gananjanan Shalakaya Chakshun Militam Yena Tashmai Shri Guruve Namaha. I was born. We were all born in the darkest of ignorance. My spiritual master opened my eyes with the torch of knowledge. I offer my most humble obeisances to my spiritual master. Text 10. Aham gatir gatamitam kala kalayatam aham gunayam chapi aham samyam gunani atpatiko gunaha. Aham gati gatamatam kala kalayatam aham gunyanam chapi aham samya gunani atpatiko gunyaha. Aham gati gatimatam kala kalayatam aham gunanam chapiya ham samyam gunani atpatiko gunaha. Would anyone like to repeat that? Aham gatim gatim matam kala kala yata aham gunana chapi aham samyam gunidya atpatiko gunya aha gatir gatim matam kala kala yatam aham gunana chapi aham samyam guninya atpatiko gunyam. So word for word, aham, I am. Gati, the ultimate goal, gati matam, of those who seek progress, kalaha, time, kalayatam, of those who exert control, aham, I am. Gunyanam, of the modes of material nature, cha, also, api, even, aham, I am, samyam, material equilibrium, gunyani, in the pious, otpatika, natural, gunya, virtue. So we don't have a purport there. Okay. I am the ultimate goal of all those seeking progress. And I am time among those who exert control. I am the equilibrium of the modes of material nature. And I am natural virtue among the pious. So there are a couple of texts where we're going to go through, and there is not a purport. So I guess in the... I guess we may go through a couple before we get to a purport, and that's usually what happens. All right, that's what I guess we'll go through. So why is it that we can look at one thing one time and then go back and look at it again and see something totally different? Because I actually thought there was a purport here. And I'm thinking, how am I going to put all of this together in this small section? And then Krishna opens my eyes, and I see that I get an opportunity to read some more. So long story short, we'll just read this translation, and then we'll go on until we get to purports. This is wonderful. Krishna's so merciful. I am the ultimate goal of all those seeking progress. And I am time among those who exert control. I am the equilibrium of the modes of material nature. And I am natural virtue among the pious. Text 11. Guninam api aham sutram mahatam cha mahan aham sukshmanam api aham jivo durjayanam aham manaha. Guninam, among things possessing qualities, word a P indeed, aham, I am, sutram, the primary, sutra, tattva, mahatam, among great things, cha, also, mahan, the total material manifestation, aham, I am, sukshmanam, among subtle things, api, indeed, aham, I am, jiva, the spirit soul, durjayanam, among things difficult to conquer, aham, I am, manaha, the mind. Translation, among things possessing qualities, I am the primary manifestation of nature. And among great things, I am the total material creation. Among subtle things, I am the spirit soul. And of things that are difficult to conquer, I am the mind. Text 12. Hiranyagarbho Vedanam Mantranam Pranavas Trivrit Aksharanam Akkarosme Padane Chad Dasam aham, Hiranya Garbaha, Lord Brahma, Vedanam, of the Vedas, Mantra Nam, of mantras, Pranavaha, the Omkara, Trivit, consisting of three letters, Aksharanam, of letters, Akkaraha, the first letter, A, Asmi, I am, Padani, the three-line Gayatri mantra, Chandasam, among sacred meters, aham, I am. Translation, among the Vedas, I am their original teacher, Lord Brahma. And of all mantras, I am the three-lettered Omkara. Among letters, I am the first letter, A. And among sacred meters, I am the Gayatri mantra. And as we're going on, it's coming to my mind that what I'm getting from Krishna, and of course what he's saying is, he is the greatest of all greats. Whatever you think the greatest is, he is above that totally. Text 13. Indroham sava devanam vasunam asmi havya vat adityanam aham vish. Nu Rudranam Nila Lohitaha. Indra, Lord Indra, aham, I am, Sarva Devanam, among the demigods. Vasunam, among the Vasus, asmi, I am. Havyavat, the carrier of oblations, the fire god Agni. Adityanam, among the sons of Aditi, aham, I am. Vishnu, Vishnu, Rudranam, among the Rudras, Nila Lohita, Lord Shiva. Among the demigods, I am Indra. And among the Vasus, I am Agni, the god of fire. I am Vishnu. Among the sons of Aditi, and among the Rudras, I am Lord Shiva. Ah, there is a purport, but not much of it. Lord Vishnu appeared among the sons of Aditi as Vamanadev. We'll go on. Text 14. Bhamarshanam Brigu Aham. Rajarshanam aham manuhu, Devarshanam naradaham, Havirdani asmi denishu, Brahma rishinam, among the saintly brahmanas, Brigu, Brigumuni, aham I am, Raja rishinam, among the saintly kings, aham I am, Manuhu, Manu, Devarishanam, among the saintly demigods, Narada, Narada Muni, aham, I am. Havidani, Kamadenu, asmi, I am. Dinashu, among cows. Translation among saintly Brahmanas, I am Bhrigu Muni, and I am Manu among saintly kings. I am Narada Muni among saintly demigods, and I am Kamadhenu among cows. Text 15. Siduswaranam kapila supanam ham patatrinam prajapatinam dakshoham pitrinam aham aryayam aryam siddha ishwaranam among perfected beings. Kapila, I am Lord Kapila. Supanam Garuda, aham I am. Patatrinam among birds. Prajapatinam, among the progenitors of mankind. Daksha, aham I am. Pitrinam, among the forefathers, aham I am. Arimaha. Translation, I am Lord Kapila among perfected beings and Garuda among birds. I am Daksha among the progenitors of mankind, and I am Arima among the forefathers. Text 16. Mamvidi Udava Detyanam Praladam Asureshwaram Sama Nakshatro Sadinam Danesham Raksha Rakshanam Mam Me Vidi. You should know, Udava, my dear Udava, Detyanam among the sons of Diti, the demons, Praladam, Pralad Maharaj, Asura Ishwaram, the lord of the Asuras. Somam, the moon. Nakshatra, Oshadinam, among the stars and herbs. Danaisham, the lord of wealth, Kuvera. Yaksha, Rakshanam, among the Yakshas and Rakshasas. Translation? My dear Uddhava, among the demoniac sons of Diti, know me to be Prahlad Maharaj, the saintly lord of the Asuras. Among the stars and herbs, I am their lord, Chandra, the moon. And among Yakshas and Rakshasas, I am the lord of wealth, Kuvera. And I believe we come across a purport here. Text 17. Aravatam Gajendranam Yadasam Varunam Prabham Tapanam Diyumatam Suryam Manushanam Cha Bhutim Bhupatim. Arvatam, the elephant, Arvata, Gadra Indranam, among lordly elephants, Yadasam, among aquatics, Varunam Varuna Prabham, the lord of seas, Tapatam, among things that heat, Dayumatam, among things that illuminate, Suryam, I am the sun, Manushanam, among human beings, Cha, also, Bhupatim, the king, I am Arvata, among lordly elephants, and among aquatics, I am Varuna, the lord of the seas. Among all things that heat and illuminate, I am the sun, and among human beings, I am the king. Purport. It is significant to know that Lord Krishna is represented within this universe by the Lord or Supreme in all categories. No one can be as aristocratic and perfect as Sri Krishna. Nor can anyone estimate the glories of Sri Krishna. Lord Krishna is without doubt the supreme personality of Godhead. Namo Vishnupadaya Krishna Pristaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Tirtha Swami. Yitinamane. Now, what interests me is that this conversation that the Lord is having with Uddhava, who is, of course, his dear friend, he had the same conversation with Arjuna, and that was in chapter 10 of the Bhagavad Gita, and that is where the Lord is explaining his opulences. And in the beginning of chapter 16, here in the Srimad Bhagavatam, in canto 11, Uddhava is also asking the same questions. And I could go back, but it would be timely to do that. And just compare the comments that Lord Krishna gave to Arjuna as compared to the ones that were given to Uddhava. And please understand that this is given for a purpose. It is given for our instruction. And of course, sometimes, as will happen in the scriptures, we will hear things, but we will hear it repeatedly. And it is always my understanding that if I'm hearing it repeatedly more than one time through the scriptures, that it means that it's very, very important. So I prepared a long commentary on text 10. But then I find that I don't have to go into it because everything that I was going to discuss on the majority is here. It has been discussed. And we're going right, it went from text 10 to text 17. The point here is that no matter, well, first of all, we'll understand that what is being described is the Lord is describing that whatever is the best of the best or the topmost of the topmost, he is it. He is absolutely it. Now, if we break that down to our lives, if most of us could understand that, where we are in our lives, work, home, relationships, the world, we would understand that we own absolutely nothing, the job that we have, the Lakshmi that's given to us, the wonderful family that we have, the loving spouse, the great kids, even our education is a gift. It's a gift from the Lord, which means that it's if it's coming from him, it was his originally. And if we could just get beyond that fact of me, mine, ours, I think we might be able to feel some humility in what the Lord does for us every day. Always thought that it would be nice every time there's a lecture given that whoever's giving it, and me in particular, you know, you say something really positive about what Lord Krishna has done for you. And if you really think about it, if you're sitting here, something very positive has happened to you. Otherwise, if you can't think of it, you are not thinking very clearly and you're not thinking in depth. If we understand that the cars that we're given, the homes, all of this that I mentioned originally, should be dovetailed in the Lord's service. What happens is we get off track and we think that it's ours and it moves us further and further away from the Lord, who is our ultimate goal, who is our supreme goal. Just using the Lord as a goal, being the ultimate goal, as an example, coming to the temple was a fluke for me because I didn't know what I was coming to, and I was invited. And bear with me on this because I'm leading to a point. I came, I was not impressed because that's not where I was grounded when I was growing up. So it took me a couple of years to develop a taste for the Lord. And I'm saying that to say, I don't recall ever asking for guidance, but somehow or another, the Lord and I must have connected, because he took this poor soul and he has been giving me, guiding me, and leading me to all the things that I need, sometimes even without my asking, because he is the ultimate goal. And I'm saying that to say, anyone that gets a little confused and a little sidetracked as far as where they are in life and why they're where they are, if you're sincere in whatever your endeavors are, and if you pray to Krishna, if you believe in him just a little bit, if you trust him enough, you will be given all the direction and the guidance that you need. You'll sit in on the right lecture. You'll hear the right kirtan. You'll meet the right people. All these things will happen almost effortlessly, because they're all leading to the Lord, who is our ultimate goal. We are part and parcel of the Lord. Part and parcel means we're part. We're all together. We're part of the Lord. We're not the Lord. The Lord is the Lord, but we're a part of him. And because our endeavors and our desire is to understand and know him, things will be arranged in such a way that you will have all the facilities that you need, all of the facilities that you need to reach him and to come and to understand him. But don't get sidetracked by all the things that may come in the meantime, all the things that you're given. Understand that they're not yours, that they're the Lord's. That doesn't mean that that car that you have that I say is not yours is available for anyone to come and take it. It's just that it was given to you by the Lord, and we should dovetail. We should use what we've been given, even our family, even the love in the family. We should use it in the service of the Lord. Because when you find yourself understanding that you don't really own anything in this world, that it is all the Lord's, it should make us more humble. Sometimes I think we should be humble enough, or at least me personally, because I can't speak for anybody else. But when we begin to realize all of the things that the Lord does for us, most of us will be coming in the temple on our knees just in gratefulness, like, thank you, Lord, I forgot. Gosh, you did this, you did that. We get so wound up in what's going on in this seemingly unstable world that it disconnects us from the Lord. And the beginning of text 10 was very appropriate, right until text 17. Whatever it is you think is the greatest, Krishna is the greatest of all. Whatever you think is the most joyful, the most blissful, Krishna tops it every single time. And when we get to the point that we stop looking for all of these things that make us happy elsewhere and look to the Lord, we'll discover that happiness is actually reachable in this world, no matter what's happening in our lives. If we focus our energy on Krishna, it's like watering the root of the tree, in a sense. When things are going on crazy around you, you can't control it. You really can't. You have no control over whatever it is. When you get to that point where you're feeling so helpless that things are out of your control, and they are, in a sense, serve Krishna. Devotional service, bhakti yoga. Do something to serve Krishna. Whatever it is, there's so many ways you can serve him. There's so many ways in what you have in your life that you can serve Krishna. That when you do that, when you serve him in such a way, whatever your issue is, whatever it is, you'll realize that at some point it's not a big issue anymore. It's not as big an issue as you thought it was. Krishna smooths over the rough parts of our lives even when we don't realize it, when we're so busy. It's so good to be so busy in service sometimes that all the while we're just going on and on, and we look back and whatever problem that was, whatever that issue is, it's gone. Because you're giving the control back to the Supreme Controller. It's Krishna's. It's totally Krishna's. I'm not going to say, I used to say, I wish the whole world were Krishna conscious. It would be great, but if everybody understood wherever they are in their life and whatever their belief is, legitimate belief, if they understood what their real purpose and service was, this would be a fantastic world. We wouldn't be so attached to this being my land and I'm in control of this amount of money and this is my, these are my people, or we don't even have to get to that point. I think it's wonderful to get to a point where anyone that you see, if you're really looking at them, you see Krishna in the heart, you see a family member. We're all one big family. And if we can understand that we're all united under the Lord, what a wonderful world this would be, and what a wonderful opportunity that we would be given to share this knowledge with someone else. I realize I'm abbreviating this, but I covered more than I anticipated on covering. The point is, our ultimate goal being back with the Lord again would be so much different than what we're doing right now. What we think is happiness is nothing compared to the spiritual world. And it would be wonderful to have an opportunity at least once in this lifetime to understand who you are, what your purpose is in life, and that the Lord is actually your supreme goal. And when you look at it that way, as simplistic as it sounds, things actually do fall into place. And getting back to text 10, Krishna is the supreme personality. Krishna is the topmost, the most intelligent, the brightest of the bright. Krishna is the radiant sun. Mount Meru in India is famous for its rich natural resources, but it's movable sometimes. The Himalayas, being that it is not movable, is the greatest mountain, and that mountain represents Krishna. And as it was mentioning, the king of the demigods, Indra, represents Krishna. And it goes on to say that, you know, the greatest of Brahma's son is a representation of Krishna. We are, in a sense, in our best and in our highest forms, representations of Krishna. And if we could fulfill our own individual purposes in life, we will have satisfied not only our spiritual masters, but Krishna. And when you satisfy Krishna, when you do for Krishna, Krishna will not be outdone. There was an old saying I recall growing up, the Lord, you take one step, the Lord takes two, which means that Krishna will not be outdone. And I'm saying that to say you don't lose in serving the Lord, nor do you lose in recognizing that you're not the controller. When you give the power over to the Lord, and it's His anyway, you will begin to understand that life can be blissful no matter what's happening. And I do mean no matter what's going on in life. And no, life is not perfect. But somehow or another, when you hold on to the lotus feet of Krishna, we get through it. So I think I'm probably beyond the point. But again, in text, in chapter 16, the Lord's opulences are explained as they were to Arjuna, who, of course, was as dear a friend to Krishna as Uddhava is also. So we'll end at this point. I think I've got time. Oh, excellent time. Hare Krishna, any comments, corrections? Forgive me if there have been any mistakes that were made. Yes, Narottam.
Thank you very much for coming to give class this morning. It's a pleasure. My question has to do with kind of a dichotomy. We have this idea, we're being taught that by surrendering to Krishna, Krishna reveals himself to us. And that's our ultimate goal. But on the other hand, we have this experience that if I perform austerities, I'm miserable. And if I'm loose and enjoy my senses, I'm happy. So, so my question has to do with that we're being told to surrender to Krishna and that's the ultimate goal. Everything's going to be good. Everything will be rosy. We'll be happy. Everyone will be in the spiritual world, Hari Bol. But in the material world right now, austerity seems to be austerity. It just seems to be another morbid life of self-denial and sense enjoyment, the new car, the illicit sex, the parties with the family or in friends, all of that seems to be, where it's at. So how are we able to, come to what you're talking about, to really realize these things, because you started off the class saying that, that when you actually realize Krishna, not just think about this, but when you actually realize Krishna. So, how do we get beyond that our normal everyday experience of happiness and suffering?
That's a good question there, Tom. First of all, our normal everyday experience of happiness is not really genuine. Everything here in the world is a perverted reflection of what's actually in the spiritual world. And the austerities, you say that are just austerities, it depends on what that purpose of austerity is. It's who are you serving? Why are you being austere? We're all serving someone to a particular point. And if you're being austere and it's just austere, I'd have to question, what is your purpose and who are you serving? I'd have to have more explanation on that austerity. What type of austerity would you be describing so that I answer you properly?
Austerity would be like, oh my God, why would you ever wake up at 4 a.m? Are you crazy? That's one of them. Another one would be, how can you give up, going to rice restaurants and out to parties and stuff like that? I'm just talking about the practical everyday stuff, freedom in America,
Gotcha. Now, the 4 o'clock, yes, it is a challenge, but getting up in the early hours are the most spiritual times. I think it's Brahma Mohiti, that so much can be accomplished in that time. The energy is so much more powerful. But if you've never gotten up at that time, you wouldn't know it. So to the average person, it's cutting into my sleep. I was out late last night and I just need this extra sleep. Why am I getting up? Because if you got up a little bit earlier and you followed the disciplines, you would feel so much more of a better person and you would accomplish so much more that day than you did the day before. Discipline is very important in our lives. Proper discipline. The partying the night before, the nice restaurant. If you've never had the best of the best, sometimes anything is good. Sometimes a new experience is good because it's new to you. You don't know what good is. When you come to the level or the understanding or to Krishna consciousness, you actually get an opportunity to get a feeling of what it was actually like from the descriptions. These descriptions of lives and pastimes are not just, yes, it's good to remember them and use them as guidelines, but it also lets us know that there does exist a place much nicer, much more blissful on a long-term basis than this, and that when you understand the Manha mantra, when it begins to cleanse your heart, you begin to connect with what actually makes you happy, as opposed to what is artificial and temporary. Whatever you are enjoying in this world right now, whether it's the meal at some restaurant or well, that's a bad example, but we'll still go with that, or a party or entertainment. It is temporary. It doesn't last. It does not last. Now step into the world of transcendentalism and Krishna consciousness, God consciousness, and begin to understand who you are, as far as spirit soul. So much more opens up to you. You'll hear things for the first time that you've never heard before. Talk about the best food taste. I'm not going to mention the restaurant's name, but if you go into one of the restaurants, one of the most popular restaurants, vegetarian restaurants, you will taste food that tastes like nothing you've ever tasted before. Oh, who am I kidding? We're talking about Kalachandis. You will taste food that is not like anything that you could ever get anywhere, and it stays with you, and you feel good afterwards. Whatever you think you're enjoying in the material world is temporary, and it's material. It has no long-term effect on your life, and it takes you nowhere. And after a while, even that becomes dull. Yes, Niratam.
Thank you very much. You know, when you were giving me this answer, you said the word understand about 10 times. My question then has to do with exactly that. I mean, it seems like we're talking about developing our intelligence rather than just, you know, going along with the senses.
Yes, you're developing a different mindset, a different state of mind. Actually, the proper state of mind. If we think we know something before you walk into a God-conscious environment, you're going to be fooled, because we know absolutely nothing. And yes, it is a process of not only understanding, but learning about who you truly are. And when you find out and discover who you truly are, you won't settle for less. You won't settle for the mundane, quote-unquote, things that make the average person happy who knows nothing about their heritage. And everyone at some point has been in the spiritual world. We've just been given this world to play out some fantasies because we thought we were the Lord. So the Lord supplied it. This is nothing like the spiritual world. And we do need to come to an understanding that none of this is where we belong. It's totally incomparable. It can't even be compared to the spiritual world. And it's a matter of whether or not we want to understand and to develop a higher consciousness. And that's another thing that it's about a state of higher consciousness. The things that you were describing earlier, the places that you go, the entertainment, that's a lower form of consciousness. We need to be in touch with our higher form of consciousness, because that's who we really are. And if it takes this material world and the different triumphs and challenges that we have to go through to get back to it, then that's what some of us will do. Some of us may repeat it a couple of times on a couple of different planets. But it's a matter of connecting with our true selves, our true identity, our true spirit forms. What else did I say too many times?
Thank you so much.
It's always a delight, Nartam, to have you.
Sincerely,
it is. I appreciate that. Thank you so much for being here and everyone else that came.
Thank you very much.
So, Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Gaura Premananda, all glories.
Mother Antaryami Ki Jai.
Ah, Vaishnava Ki Jai.
Gaura Premananda.